yoga. Allow yourself to do the yoga with the same careful attention as you do the body scan. Remember that by doing the exercises on a regular basis, your body becomes stronger. It enhances your health, your well-being. Do the exercises as best as you can and allow yourself to skip the exercises if they don't suit you at this moment. And allow yourself to refrain from doing the exercises which don't suit you at this moment. Let your own knowledge of your body be more important than my instructions. You decide whether you will do an exercise or not, and you decide how long you, for example, remain in a certain position. In the process of developing our awareness, we work up till the limit of what we are able to do in this moment. And it's important to be aware or to become aware of these limits. If you become aware of a limit, just stay long enough with this limit to sufficiently or properly experience it. Don't go past the limit. Just see with total acceptance what there is now. Don't force yourself to be different from how you are at this moment. Whenever you notice that your breathing stops for a moment, you might consider that you passed the limit. Then go back to the point where you feel that you just breathe easily. The best way to engage is an attitude of patience and acceptation. The best results you get by non-striving. It's enough just to do what the instructions ask you to do as best as you can and be with awareness with how your body feels at each moment. Try to notice which sensations you feel. For example, pressure, warmth, tingling, itching, something different. What kind of feeling do I notice? A physical feeling, for example, in my back, my thigh, my shoulder. Where exactly do I feel it? And how does it feel? Notice whether your mind reacts against what you feel and how you deal with this. If you notice an exercise in this moment is not good for you, just let it go. You can imagine doing the exercise. You can visualize the exercise as detailed as you can, or you feel as if you were doing the exercise. Feel free to do the exercises sometimes with open eyes, sometimes with closed eyes. Allow yourself to experiment, to investigate what you can be aware here now in your body, in thoughts. Start with lying down in a comfortable position on a mat, a thin mattress, a blanket, or soft carpet. Arms stretched on each side of your body, palms of the hands upwards. And if you can stretch your legs, let your forefeet fall apart. And then begin simply with paying attention to your breath. Feel the breathing in, feel breathing out, Feel how your belly, with each breathing in, rises a bit and falling again by breathing out. Also feel you are carried by the earth. Let your body be carried by the earth. And realize this is a position in which you don't need to do anything. Breathing is natural. Being carried is done by the floor, by the earth. You don't need any muscles to be here. So allow yourself just being here without having to do anything. And then I would like to invite you to raise your arms above your head in a slow movement. Bring your arms upwards and lay them on the ground next to your ears. And hold your breath for a moment. Feel the stretching from the tops of your fingers all through the wrists, the arms, chest, legs to the feet. And then letting this stretch go and move your arms through the air all the way back. Being aware of the movements of the arms, the hands. Letting them come to the ground very slowly. Feeling how they come to the ground. Ground carrying your arms again. Feeling the relaxation when your arms lie again on the floor, when the whole body lies on the floor. Feeling breath. How is your breath now? And then putting your feet on the ground, knees upwards, feet on hip breadth next to one another, and then you roll the pelvis a bit. Start with pulling your belly a bit inwards and you press the lower back softly on the ground. So you feel your tailbone has been lifted a bit off the ground. And then the other way, let your pelvis roll the other way so you get a small hole beneath your lower back. You could put your hand there. And if you roll your pelvis the other way, then you would press your lower back against the hand, pushing it into the ground. And rolling the pelvis the other way. Do this a couple of times, back and forth. Rolling the pelvis on the tailbone, back and forth and back. A soft, fluid movement in your own rhythm. And then come to rest again. And then wrap both arms around your knees. So you pull your knees to your chest softly. Your arms around the shins are around the knees, softly pulling the knees against the chest, and then rolling a bit back and forth with your back on the floor. Keep breathing. If you want to, you can lift up your head, bring your face in the direction of your knees. Feel what this does. Feel the weight on the neck. This way you massage your back over the floor. Maybe back and forth, maybe a small circular movement. And then bring your back to the floor again, slowly. And release your legs. Your left leg stretching. And your right leg, you keep them with both hands. One hand at the knee, one at the shin. And then move your chin towards the chest. If you want to, you can lift your head in the direction of the knee, the forehead, the nose, as far as you are able to do it, and just experience your limit. Don't stay away from the limit, keep your attention there. Breathe with it. Feel what you can feel. And then putting your head softly on the floor again. Swapping your legs. Your head is on the floor. You stretch your right leg. Pull your left knee. Wrap your arms around the knee, your shin, and softly pressing your knee against the chest. If you're ready, bring your chin to the chest. If you want to, lift your head and breathe. Don't pass the limits. So be within that region in front of the limit. Listen to the body. Investigate. Feel the tension building up. Breathe towards it. And then slowly putting your head on the floor again, stretching your leg quietly, and going back with your attention to the breathing, to being carried. Feel the breathing in your belly. And realize that lying in stillness, feeling the exercise after you did them, is just as important as performing all the movements. And then I would like to invite you to roll over with full attention for all the movements and come to a position standing on hands and knees. And then on breathing out, round your back. High like a cat, head hanging between arms. Make a bow of your back. And on an in-breath, You slightly turn your pelvis, arching your back. Your head in the length of your back, upwards, facing upwards. And then breathing out, rounding your back again. Do it on the rhythm of your breathing. And then on the next in-breath, your back is flat again. And then you lift your right leg. You stretch your leg behind you. Stretch the heel maybe towards the wall behind you. Just feeling how the balance is on one knee and two hands. And if you find your balance, also stretching your left arm in front of you. So the whole of the body is one long line from your finger to your heel. Feel the stretch through the whole body. Feel the balance. Feel the strength. And then putting your leg and arm back softly. Round your back again. Arch your back. And round your back again. And make your back flat again. And now stretching your left leg behind. Your heel towards the wall, and if you're ready, stretching your right arm in front of you. All the way to your fingertips. The whole body long, stretching all the muscles. And just notice what happens, balancing, using strength. Strange position in this moment, just notice how it goes. And then putting your hands and knees on the floor again. Rounding your back once again softly. Arching your back. And rounding it. And then coming to a lying position. On your back, arms next to your body, legs stretched. Some space between the legs, some space in the armpits. And just feel what this does for your body, these movements. And then again, pull both knees towards your chest. Hold them with your arms. And roll back and forth a little bit. Massage your back against the ground. You can lift your head if you want to, or let it stay lying down on the floor. Feel the massage. And then putting your head again on the floor, putting your feet on the floor. And tilt your pelvis a few more times. Softly pressing the lower back on the ground. Don't lift your pelvis, just rolling it over the ground. Lower back in the ground, then making a small hole rolling and rolling. And maybe you will notice that when you lift the belly, it goes together nicely with breathing in. And breathing out goes together nicely with pressing back the back in the ground. And then relax. Lie on the ground, head and neck relaxed. Feeling, breathing. And then putting your foot again on the ground, knees upwards. Your feet a bit closer to the body than you did before. Arms stretched flat on the ground above your head. And then you lift the pelvis and the lower back and the hips. You really lift it from the ground. Just stay in this position for a while. Your body resting on the shoulders, the back of your head, on your feet, the rest of the body bent. Breathe in this position, maybe slowly feeling your thighs getting a bit tired, arms relaxed, face, neck relaxed. Keep breathing. If it's enough, it's enough. You lower your hips. And if not, you just keep it a while. There's a lot of space for breathing in the chest belly area. And then laying your back again back on the floor. Slowly, one vertebrae at a time, stretching your legs, your arms next to your body, and allow yourself to be carried, sink with each breathing out a bit deeper in the floor, just being present. Noticing maybe thoughts in your mind, maybe plans, maybe judgment, maybe impulses. Just let it come and let it go. Don't give it energy, don't negate it, push it away. Don't let yourself be disturbed by it, just focusing on the now. Then fold your hands behind your head. Put your feet on the ground. And on breathing out, your knees, roll your knees softly towards the floor. As far as they go, both of them, at the same time. Don't force yourself, don't push, just let gravity do its work. And then turning your head to the left, you see your elbow, your left elbow. Feel the stretch in the chest or armpits or wherever you feel the stretch. Don't push, don't resist, just sink into the stretch, relax. Let it go. And then on the next in-breath, knees come up again. They move towards left. At the same time, roll your head to the right. And again, let your body sink into the ground. Don't push it, accept the stretch with full attention. And then on the next in-breath, knees up again. Loosen your hands and go back to the position, lying down, arms and legs stretched. Breathe in, breathing out. And then putting your left foot on the floor next to your right knee, breathing in, and while breathing out, lifting your right leg or keeping it straight as high as you can, foot in the direction of the ceiling, your head or arms or shoulders don't have to work, they can relax. Maybe your belly is a bit tensed, but still can move on the breathing. Maybe you can move a bit your foot, rotate your foot at the ankle, breathe towards the foot, feel what you can feel in your leg. If you want to, you can wrap your arms around your leg and then go with your head into the direction of your leg. Don't pull, don't push. Feel where's the tension. Feel what happens in your head. Do you let it happen or are you working hard? And then let it go. Let your head move towards the ground again. Let your leg softly lower it. The whole way, follow it with your attention. Feeling where is the leg. Pressing the lower back a bit into the floor and every moment feeling the movement. And if your leg comes to the ground, feel the wave of relaxation as your leg is being carried again. Then breathing out and stretching the left leg, putting the right foot on the floor next to your left knee, breathing in and breathing out, lifting the left leg. Maybe rotating your feet a bit. Relax the shoulders, the face. And if you want to, you can move your head towards your knee, wrapping your arms around the knee or the shin. And just staying for a while in this position. And then again, slowly coming back, lowering your head, lowering your leg softly. Follow the whole movement, feel the leg, feel the belly. And again, feeling the wave of relaxation as your leg touches the ground. Let it go, sinking into the floor, stretching the other leg. Being aware of belly breathing. Being present in this moment. And then rolling over to your left side. You support your head with your left hand, the right hand in front of the belly on the ground, supporting you, lying down in a straight line. And then on breathing in, you lift your right leg as high as you can. Feel which muscles do you use. Maybe rotating your ankle carefully. And allowing this movement to stop. Maybe lifting your leg a bit higher. Or holding it. Feel the tension, the strength. And lowering your leg again, softly, slowly. Feeling relaxation as your leg rests on the other leg. And then again, lift the leg as high as you can. Breathing into your leg. Breathing into the stretch. And then lowering it again. Slowly. With awareness of movement. And then rolling carefully, softly to the other side. Lying on your right side, supporting your head with your right hand. Your body making one straight line. And then lifting your left leg as high as you can. Maybe rotating your foot, your ankle. Maybe lifting the leg a bit higher, maybe not. And slowly, with full awareness, lowering the leg. Laying it down. Breathing out and in, and do it again. On the in-breath, lifting your leg as high as you can. Till you meet your limit. Hold it there. Feel precisely. What do you feel? Where do you feel it? Can you accept this position? Do you feel resistance? You have to pull back a bit, or can you keep it here? And then laying your leg again on the other leg. Breathing out. Then rolling over and lying down on your belly. Your head resting on one cheek, arms next to your body, palms upwards. Let the floor carry you. Feel how your belly presses a bit into the floor while breathing in. Feel how your body sinks into the floor while breathing out. Feel how you can give yourself to the ground that's carrying you. And then lifting the head, let your chin rest on the ground. And while breathing in, you lift your right leg. Keeping your leg stretched a bit upwards and lowering it again softly. Letting your head rest again on one cheek. And then putting your chin on the floor again. And while breathing in, lifting your other leg upwards. Arms relaxed, face relaxed. Muscles of the back doing the work. And then again, lowering the leg. Muscles of the back are relaxed. And relax again on one cheek, the head. Breathing in, breathing out. And putting your chin again on the floor. And now lifting your head, your neck, your shoulders. Bring your head as high as possible, as a snake. The muscles in your torso doing the work. And while breathing in, feeling how you come up again a bit. And breathing out, lowering a bit your torso, naturally, on the breath. Lifting your whole torso, feel the strength it takes. Be aware of all parts in your body that work. And then slowly lowering the torso again. Putting your head on the cheek, sinking your body again in the floor, letting go. And then rolling back to the starting position, lying on your back. And bringing the knees towards the chest. Putting your hands in the knee holes. And then rolling back and forth. Massaging your whole back against the floor. Feeling the massage while rolling back and forth. And then the movement becomes smaller, gradually stops. And lying again in the starting position, on your back, arms and legs stretched. Lying down here. Now. Awareness of breathing in your belly. feeling your whole body resting on the floor. From the top of the head to the toes, the fingertips. Feeling, breathing. Aware of quietness, In a moment, you hear the sound of the singing bowl. Take your time to come back to a sitting position, standing position, making slowly the transition to your next activity.